So anyway, representative rugby in the future is going to be played at the Cape Town Stadium. What that is going to be, when it is going to be, we simply don't know. It seems increasingly unlikely that the British and Irish Lions will tour, because it seems increasingly unlikely that they would be able to tour to something approaching full stadiums. And without full stadiums, the tour does not become financially viable. But, you know, in principle, the move is happening, has happened. Leslie De Rook is the boss of the Cape Town Stadium. Hello, boss.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm looking forward to a game to the Cape Town Stadium. Not sure when that's going to happen. Yep. And I guess you don't know either, nor does Western Province Rugby.
John, well, the target is that we will start the new season there, you know, so which at the moment looks to be somewhere in April. So we're pushing to get everything ready and up and running, and so that we can start hosting the matches there in April.
And we don't know whether, it seems unlikely that we'll be able to have spectators, and if we do have spectators, they'll be significantly limited in number. So what do you have to get ready for that putative April start date of the new season?
Well, you know, it's understanding the needs of the game and exactly what it is that we put together on a rugby day for Western Province needs to accommodate them. This takes it from the transport where the team comes in and what is available during these COVID times. And, you know, I get the shivers every time I say the word now, because I'm really over this thing to such a large extent. But it does play a role in everything we do and in every decision we take. So until the such time as this thing is out of our lives, we're going to have to accommodate that and accommodate Western Province within that space. So there's a huge amount of protocols that needs to be followed to ensure that everybody's safe at the moment playing there. But, you know, we currently have the PSL team playing, Cape Town City playing in matches there. So we've refined this and we know what needs to be done. So we're ready in that regard. What I'm really not really forced to have a stadium without any people in there, because it's downright spooky.
But you have that with Cape Town City playing there, so it's something that I don't know if you've attended any of the games, but it's something that the stadium and the stadium staff are used to.
I've attended a few of the games, and it's the weirdest experience, John. I mean, it's to sit in a stadium which is normally, you know, even if you have 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 soccer fans in there, there's always a lot of vuvuzelas, there's always a lot of noise. And to have a soccer match being played in the stadium and you can actually hear the referee talk to the players, it's the weirdest space. And I'm not even talking about what it's doing to the viability of stadiums throughout the world, and certainly in South Africa, you know, it's frightening.
The work has to be done around the protocols and in and out and dressing room space and all that sort of thing. In terms of the field and the posts and the playing arena, that's sort of kind of done and dusted. That you can do at the drop of a hat, no problem.
Absolutely. We've refined it to the extent where we would be able to play a soccer match on a Friday and a rugby match on a Saturday. So we would be able to turn it over within 12 hours. So no, we're very much ready to host that from a technical point of view.
And then in terms of the point at which, and it will come to, you know, whether it comes much later this year, or whether it only comes in the next season or the season thereafter, we'll have a situation where you can get into the stadium as many people as want to go. And so, I mean, are there designs for suites and so on, changing of the configurations, which are waiting to be kicked into action? Or are you waiting before there's any suite changes, or what's happening with that?
The suite project is almost at conclusion, John. We started that a year ago, and we should be done with the suites by the 25th of March. So anyway, after that, when we can open the gates for people, we're going to activate the suites. So we'll be ready for whenever we can. And what I was hoping to, you know, I trust and hope that somewhere there will be light in somebody's office to say that in a stadium of 55,000 people, surely you can allow 10,000 people and still maintain proper distance between people. It's just a plan that needs to be put in place and properly policed. And we really, really need to do that from the sport bodies as well as the stadia in the country.
But it's something that you believe you can handle, that you can safely get in, seat, and get out, perhaps 10,000 people in that stadium.
Absolutely. Remember, we've got multiple entry points into the stadium. So you can isolate entry points. You can make sure that there's proper distance followed at entry points. From toilets and all of those point of view, there's enough and it's big enough so that you can manage that easily. So I certainly believe we can put between 10,000 people in the stadium safely.
Leslie Durek, Cape Town Stadium Boss, thanks for that update.